Yeah, righty. Good morning.
Steering's a little loose.
Oh, chitty, chitty, bang, bang, chitty, chitty, bang, bang.
You know, that was all improv.
All improv. He's a genius.
That was not in the script.
Said it once or said it 1,000 times. Jim Carrey is a, he's Canadian, so he's a Canadian national treasure, but I feel like he's ours, basically. Yeah. And, he's one of the greatest ever.
Love me some Jim Carrey. Hey, real quick.
What?
I don't know how the studio is over there, but you're pretty close to the woods, so I'd look around. This morning, go to fire up the computer, right? Go to type in the password.
Yeah.
Spider right over my hands on the keyboard.
You're not a fan of bugs either.
Couldn't find it either. Went got a paper towel. Couldn't find it.
Oh, you're dead, man. That spider is plotting his revenge.
Dude, anything that brushes against my shins or anything. Where's it at? So my cat's over up on the stairs over there staring at something. He's locked onto something, and I don't even want to go over there and look. I know what it is.
Good thing you got something manly in that house, because you ain't going to take care of that spider.
Help me, Tan.
Yeah, please.
Please.
Please, kitty cat, protect. Save me.
Kill the spider. Yeah, it's spider season, guys.
Spider sees ants, all the flying gnats. Yeah, they're all coming out after the cold winter. So
you know what, Brock? Especially that studio. You're right next to the woods there. I'm telling you. From my experience in that studio, there's so many spiders.
Well, it's not just spiders, dude. There's all sorts of creepy, crawly things. Mm-hmm. There was like a giant bumblebee smacking the window yesterday. Whap, whap, whap.
Stay out there.
Hey, you guys are outside. I'm in here. All right. I don't blame them. They're probably trying to get into the AC. We got the AC kicked on in here finally. It's effing hot out here, man. Come on.
You need a shower.
Anyway, I hope that spider doesn't latch onto your neck right in the carotid artery and you're dead.
Chances are. That's what's going on in my head. The scenario, that's what's going to happen.
Hunter's dead. Anyway, we got to get to it. It's time for your 6 a.m. WTF of the day.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
Find your damn spider.
Your damn spider, get out of here. So with it being Mother's Day the other day, I did find like the worst Mother's Day gift ever story. Oh, but no. Maybe I'll save that because it is Twilight Zone.
What'd you get your mom? What'd you get her?
No, I did. First of all, me being the best son ever, that's a gift enough, okay? Just me existing right. Is the best Mother's Day gift. No. Right. I found this other story that I think is much more fitting for Twilight Zone Day, all right? Lake Mead. If you don't know Lake Mead, a big lake, big famous lake, it sits on the border between Nevada and Arizona. And a bad drought has dropped water levels to historic lows. And now people's secrets are being revealed. Last week, a barrel with a body inside was found. The man was likely shot between the mid-70s and early 80s based on the clothes that were on his skeletal remains.
No!
This past weekend, the remains were discovered. The Clark County Medical Examiner is hoping to identify the cause of death. Police warn more bodies could turn up in the dried up reservoir.
Dude, that's wild. If you think about it, I mean, it's right outside of Vegas. It's right outside of a lot of
out
towns.
Out there in the desert.
Shady things happen, you know? Yep. Here, real quick story, dude. This is, honest to God, when we flew out to Vegas, what was it, like a month and a half, 2 months ago? Flying over it. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. You can see the salt level. To where it's almost like white. So you see the water, how far it's dropped, and it's all white on the side. And it's just, it's crazy how much water is gone.
Yeah.
It's definitely noticeable. And if you can see it from an airplane, it's definitely down. Dude.
There might be some mobsters, you know, nervously wringing their hands and pacing back and forth in their casino hotspots because all these barrels are starting to pop up. I do like, though, in this story, that it says the Clark County Medical Examiner is hoping to identify the cause of death. How about being thrown in a barrel and thrown in a lake? I mean, do we need to figure this out?
Exactly.
The guy was in a barrel.
He might have been sick. He might have been sick and crawled into a barrel to get comfortable.
Who knows? Maybe he was looking for something to float around the lake and the barrel accidentally closed on him. And then it sank. Cause of death was being thrown in a barrel and thrown in a lake, guys. I think we got to figure it out.
How about that?
But, dude, this is nuts, man. Because, look, we all watch, you know, Goodfellas and the Godfather movies. Yeah. And, you know, we know Capone was real. But
it's
to actually
think
it
happens.
Yeah.
That stuff happens, Brock.
And, dude, it's probably all over the desert, man. Like,
You know, first off, Brock, you get a broken knee. Then the mob guys show up again. They'll break your arm. You're on crutches. Then all of a sudden you end up in a barrel.
No, if you ever have two guys in velour tracksuits and gold chains with white undershirts knock on your door, you're dead. You're going to end up in a barrel in Lake Mead right there.
Hey, what are
you're
going to
have a broken knee if you don't have a broken knee yet.
Hey, my name's Tommy, and I'm going to break your kneecaps. Hey, yeah. Hey.
Pow.
Pow.
Anyway, so, yeah, excited to see what else is going to show up in Lake Mead because we already got one. What, should we start like a Squares? Or like a Lake Mead bingo set where it's like, all right, so we got a dead body in a barrel. We're going to cross that one off.
What's next?
Maybe like a handgun with the serial number scratched off. That'll be another
one.
That's
going to be on there for sure. So, maybe a treasure. There's going to be a treasure in there.
A treasure? Somewhere. A bullet-riddled vehicle that was pushed off into the lake? I think this would be a
Tommy gun, dog. Yeah.
Hey, what are you doing over there? We got all our stuff. This is being uncovered there. At the Lake Mead. Hey.
He's got a high voice, man. Yeah,
tiny little mobster in his little tracksuit. All right, that is your 6 a.m. WTF of the day. We'll be back. Yeah.